on time.
That always makes me laugh. Everything is free at the library if you get it back on time. Two of a kind. I do want to quickly say something about my local library, and it might be the same with your local library. You can still connect with your library. I got a great email showing me how to do some streaming of actually their DVDs. Ebooks available through the Lancaster County Library System. That's my local library. Now, you do need to have your library card. If you don't have a library card, there are some ways around that. So contact, go online and contact your local library and see what they have available during this stay-at-home time. Jen, you have another winner's name to announce.
Yeah, we do. We want to say congratulations to Emily Sussex from York. She's homeschooling her five kids, Cade, Brianne, Blake, Taryn, and Grayson.
Woo! Well, lots of work there. Lots of homeschooling fun. Congratulations. And all hour long, we have chances to win Benny the Bunny and Milton Goes Green, which is the new book from the Goodwins. We are talking with Steve and Jean Goodwin. And I just love that Bruce Feight song. And I know you guys connected early on with Bruce Feight through teaching, I think.
Yes, Bruce was a colleague of mine in Cecil County, and he was a music teacher. And he did a presentation at my school, which I loved. And so when we were publishing Milton the Christmas Moose, I contacted Bruce and asked him if he would like to write an accompanying song to the book, and he did, and we were ever so thankful for the song that he wrote for Milton the Christmas Moose, Let's Be Kind, and it's been great. We've had a great relationship with Bruce and his family. And we just want to thank and give him a shout out for writing our song for our first book, and then the second book was the song that we had written for that was by Bill Henry, so we want to say hi to him also.
And Bill also did the one for the third book, Milton Goes Green.
Yes, okay. He also did for Milton Goes Green.
Yeah.
So thank you. Both of them.
Yeah, let's actually talk about that book. And, you know, I was just thinking, we'll give one of these away today and the rest of the Benny the Bunny books. We cannot have the Sod Salvage KCB Earth Day event this year because, of course, it's in April and everything's canceled. We're all being kind and staying home. But yeah. I might save a couple of these books, if it's okay, that right around when we normally would celebrate Earth Day with Sod Salvage, we can give the rest of them away. But we don't have too much time left. But can you just give us an idea of what Milton Goes Green is all about? And we do know Milton from the Christmas, because he's the Christmas Moose.
Sure, yes. So Milton Goes Green is another area that we thought was really important was protecting our environment. And so with this particular book, we address that. And we try to do a couple other things with it as well. So the characters in the book all have names from different ethnicities, different parts of the world. And each of their names also has something to do with either kindness, protecting the environment, etc. So the basic story is, Milton sees a white bear, and he's like, I've never seen a white bear in the forest before, and says, you know, who are you, and how did you get here? And the mother polar bear says, well, I have my cub with me, and because all the ice is melting, we're looking for shelter and food. And they said, well, we are very kind in this part of the forest, and we will help you. And so all the other animals pitch in and are very kind to Alka, that means mother polar bear, by the way, Alka and her cubs, a cook, and they just then say, we have to do something. And so they decide to go and talk to the humans, and they see a bunch of children, and they talk to the children, and all the children say, yes, we want to help protect all the animals and the environment. And so they promise to go home and get their parents all to choose to do something to benefit all the animals and the planet in general.
Yeah, so you kids out there, if you want to learn how to help the environment, you can read our book and, you know, learn how to you know, what things that you can do to help our environment and keep our Earth safe and healthy, and all the animals and plants that live here that need our help to keep them safe and healthy.
And again, that's a lot of the stuff that we learn and talk about at the Sod Salvage Recycling Earth Day event. So again, we're going to keep some of these books to give away then, but I'm of course on the radio. We won't be there. But right now I want to give everybody a chance to win this book. And this time let's take caller number two, because the phones are already ringing for the request lines. We are opening up the request lines early during this stay at home season and starting to play everybody's song coming up. So caller two, 717-392-FM90. Stephen Gene Goodwin, thank you so much for hanging out with us this hour. Now, Steve, I'm thinking you're probably very busy, even extra busy teaching. So, what's life like right now?
Life is busy. I think doing the classes online is maybe even a little busier than going into the office. And so, to try to help me stay focused, I've just made one of my rooms an office. Every day I get up, I put my tie on, I kiss my wife goodbye, and I go into my other room. And I try to make it as normal as possible. I think in these times, trying to create some normalcy in a consistent pattern of behavior helps us deal with some of the other things.
So true.
Yeah, we all need to be patient and kind with one another throughout this, not only to people outside, but people in our homes. And it's very important, to be kind to others and we keep practicing that social distancing. So, good luck to all out there. And, we're so happy to be with, Jen on Kids Cookie Break. It's been really great. And Lisa, yes.
Yeah, Jen's the one that's really working. You should see her. She's working these phones very hard. So again, thanks to both of you. And again, stay safe, stay healthy. And
yes,
we hope everybody.
Okay.
This is Library Book.